Hello everyone, this is Omar and welcome to the Omar Station. What I'm going to talk about today, this is today's, I guess, daily recording. Today's been a pretty good day. The most interesting part of my day has been actually like near the end of the day, where I got into two conversations with people that I totally didn't expect to have a very deep conversation with. It's great because what we really had, and I really love and enjoy deep conversations, and what we were talking about is, we're talking about spirituality, we're talking about what we think of what God is, what energy is, what the soul is, what the world is kind of all about. We were talking about metaphysics, we're talking about the universe, we're talking about time and space, and it really pushed me to actually see whether I understood the content that I've been learning lately. And how this all, I guess, originated is because I was talking to my friend, and this was after I finished up a workout. I was talking to my friend, and they're asking me what I'm doing, what I've been doing. I said, yeah, I'm creating like articles and things like that about what I said I'm about, kind of like this stuff. And I've been finding how me, as I write about these things, I start to really see how much I understand of that topic, where I feel like I know something, but it's a total different experience, a total different embodiment when you can explain it to somebody else in simple terms. And that's something that I've been developing, and it's really, it can be, for some people, I guess it can be interpreted as frustrating, and at some points I term it as frustrating. But it really, it's actually a beautiful process. It's more so I see as an unfolding of this information that I feel like I already know, but I'm just unfolding it to reveal its basic parts. And it's been, yeah, beautiful unfolding. I've been enjoying it. We talked for at least two different people. I think we talked for at least like an hour and a half or so, just about these topics. Probably at least an hour, if not an hour and a half. We talked about that. We talked about food, diet, veganism, vegetarianism, the ethics behind it. There's the, whether it's something about ethics or healthiness, or is it about environmental sustainability? I think these are the main, I guess, three categories that come to whether you switch to a plant-based diet or not. Sustainability, whether it's actually something sustainable in terms of financially, in terms of environmentally, whether it's actually healthy for us to just stick to a plant-based diet, and whether it's ethical. And ethical comes down to what you think the world is about. And the fourth category, in a way, it's not really, I guess, a category. The fourth category that I'm thinking is taste, but I don't think it's a really necessary category, because that also relates to ethics, because it relates to what the purpose of our life is, what we're here on earth to do as humans, right? And are we here just to enjoy things, that is pleasure? But, and I think so. I think in a way, we are here for pleasure. We are here. Not necessarily here for pleasure, but to create our own experience. And for us to interpret, if we want to interpret our experience as pleasurable, we can if we choose to. And we can actually choose pleasure, because there is an opposite to choose away from. We know pleasure because we know what is not pleasure. And from there, what I think is, how we define pleasure, what we think pleasure is, defines us as a society, defines our evolution as a society. It tells us about how advanced we actually are. I think I was reading a quote the other day that was saying, a primitive species thinks of itself advanced. What was the other part to it? I think that was the only part I remember. I put it up on Twitter. primitive species thinks of itself advanced. An advanced species thinks itself primitive, or I think something like that. I think something along those lines. I know the first part definitely, but the second part I'm not quite sure. So for me, I don't see, it's not necessarily about, we can enjoy the taste of food and things like that. We can do that, and they can do that in a healthy way, but taste on its own shouldn't be an indicator of whether we do something or not. The pleasure that we get out of something shouldn't be its only indicator. The pleasure is what actually controls us to do many different things that are not actually healthy for us. Healthy for our mind or our body or our soul. And this gets into so many different things, because the way I think about the soul and the mind and the body is completely different from many other people. But the way that I'm thinking of it now, and this is has been, I guess, the theme of this week, because I'm writing an article about this, is how the body is more so a vehicle for us to express ourselves. And what I mean by that is, in thinking of ourselves as a triune being of mind, body, and soul, mind, body, and spirit, right? In psychological terms, in psychiatry, they refer to it as the id, the ego, and the superego, right? Many different like disciplines, they refer to these things as like the conscious, the unconscious, and the superconscious, triune. What's the religious one? Something Holy Ghost. I can't remember what it was. Damn it. I wish I remember what that was. But anyways, the point is that the way I see the soul, the way I see the soul, just to let you know, I think of it as the soul is interchangeable for me with spirit, interchangeable with me with God, is interchangeable with me with energy. The soul to me is all of that. It's the same thing. I don't see God as an entity that sits at a high chair and just kind of conducts and says, this is right and this is wrong, this is judgment, this takes you to heaven, this takes you to hell. That's not how I see it. I see heaven and hell as something that you create for yourself on this planet. Individually and collectively, we can create our own heaven on earth. We can also create our own hell on earth in an individual perspective or in a macro collective perspective. Judgment, there is no right and wrong. There is only right and wrong depending on the situation. For anything that you can kind of come up with, we can come up with a situation where it's the right thing to do. Whether that's killing somebody or building something or whatever, we can think of a right situation and a wrong situation. It really depends on what you want to create. And that's where freedom comes in. But back to the idea of what the soul is, the body is, etc., etc. The soul, the soul, the spirit, God, the energy. It's more so to me, it's an energetic entity, an energetic essence. I think that's a better word. Energetic essence. God, right? I see it as something that knows everything. And what I mean by that is that it knows itself, say, as the color white, okay? Or it knows itself more so as love. But I think this essence knows itself is as love, okay? And for it to know itself as love, there has to be something else there for it to kind of compare itself to, for it to, something relative, right? For you know who you are through knowing who you are not. We know ourselves as who we are through knowing who we are not, because otherwise there is no who we are. There isn't an is if there is an is not. So for this entity to know itself as it is, it created physical reality, right? Creates physical reality the way that we know it today in this present moment as you listen to me through your headphones or whatever, your speakers, right? It created physical reality, and it created with it this concept of relativity. And relativity is basically basically all these opposites, big and small, right? Large and tall and short, right? Big and small, black and white. It created male and female. It created these different, relative these opposites in a way, but it's also, in a way, it's a spectrum. But there is this relativity. It created relativity for it to know itself, right? So, what our physical bodies are is basically a vehicle for this soul, this spirit, this energy to express itself, to know itself as what it is. And it knows itself as what it is in like a billion different combinations, right? And these billions of people that there are on this earth, and as a person dies and the person reincarnate, whatever, if you think of reincarnation, so it's, this also builds into reincarnation, because you die, this, the soul goes into, I guess, the metaphysical world, into the soul world, the spirit world, and then it reincarnates into a different physical body, and then it has a different experience. So that's how I think of life, what life is. I see life as an eternal thing, not something that's finite. The only thing that's finite is the physical body, right? And our experiences on this earth is going to be affected by this physical body. However, it can get pretty complicated if we start to think of whether we can actually exit this physical body and enter into the metaphysical whenever we want, whether we have that capability yet, whether we have that awareness, whether we have the physical body that allows us to do something like that, right? Whether that's what the dream world is the dream world us entering into this medical physical state and then re-entering it when we wake up again? Right? Is that why we actually need sleep? Because a lot of people, they don't have a fucking clue why we need to sleep. Right? They say it's for us to rest. They just know that it's essential. They just know that it's something that we need to do. Otherwise, we die. But why do we die? Right? That's food for thought. So that's basically my thoughts. This is what I was talking about with these two friends today for about like an hour and a half or so. I love this topic. I've been really diving deep into it, the soul, the body. And so what relates to all this is how what I've seen happen with, so what I feel like is really true, is how we've associated ourselves as the body versus the soul, when the body is a vehicle for the soul to express itself, and the soul is the creator. And so in God, I guess, creating this physical reality, this physical world, right? There is a God within each single one of us, because we can all create whatever we want on this earth. We actually have the power to create whatever we want on this earth. However, there's also this idea of time. So it's really all about what we focus on, what we keep our thoughts on. People talk about the law of attraction, about thinking, making a vision board, and thinking about something, and having these affirmations, and constantly saying the same thing over and over and over and over again, and it will come true. And I really believe that's true, because we are creators. It's just there's this time lag, and if we keep changing our minds about what direction that we want to go, we're going to be creating like 50 billion different things versus the one thing that we actually want. If you want a house, the world's gonna get you to want that, to get that house, as long as you keep your focus on that house. If you keep your thoughts related towards that house, but it's not just that, thoughts is the first level. We're talking about as being us being triune beings, right? Mind, body, and soul. This is also in terms of us, how things manifest in life is through a triune thing, which is thought, words, and action. And what that is we think the thoughts, then you say the words, and then you do the actions. But first, you have to think the thought that you want. You think the thought that you want. You keep your thought on that consistently, every single day, all the time. This is what you actually desire, right? And then you say the words that align with it, and that kind of starts the creative juices going. And then you do the actions, and the actions are what make it a physical reality. That's when you actually know. There's the knowing, And then there's the actual experiencing and the embodying. Right? Also a triune thing. There's a lot of threes, triune. It's very, very interesting, very fascinating topic. I love talking about what life is, what the world is, metaphysics. Extremely interesting. I could go on and talk about this, but this is right now at 15 minutes. I don't think I want to make it any longer than this. But yeah, I'll keep it at 15 minutes for now. I'll keep it at 15 minutes. Okay, so if you're on Anchor, let me know what your thoughts are. I would love to hear it. I'm so excited about this. I want to hear what people's thoughts are, the counter arguments, whatever, because I want to make this article that I'm creating the best article that I've made yet. And I want to provide people with a lot of value. So let me know what you think. Call in. Put in a comment in the discussion, clap a segment if you like it. And if you call in, specifically if you call in, I will feature you in my next segment tomorrow. Okay? So do that, please. Love you. If you're on iTunes, if you're on Google Play Music listening to this, subscribe, please. And leave me a review. Let me know what you think. A 1-star is fine, but I'd love a 5-star if you actually enjoy this. Constructive criticism is extremely important for me. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed listening to my rants on the body, the soul, and the mind, and my talks with my friends. And much love. Omar out.